WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The worst new collection of songs around these days is the one that's getting the most attention. Tin Machine, the new band that includes David Bowie, proves once again that in the latter part of his career, Bowie knows how to manipulate the media better than he makes music. Having suffered a couple of flop albums and a major flop concert tour, Bowie made a brilliant conceptual move. Rather than just slink off into the shadows the way so many apparently over-the-hill rockers do, he organized a group, used his fame to get it signed to a major label, and then started giving interviews saying he was just another guy in a completely democratic outfit, that he wasn't the leader, just a singer in a rock and roll band. Bowie says he wanted to make rougher, cruder, louder music than he's recorded in a while, and he's done that. Tin Machine also includes guitarist Reeves Gabrels and a rhythm section consisting of brothers Hunt and Tony Sales. Yes, baby boomers, the sons of Soupy Sales, and yes, punk rockers, the guys who used to back up Iggy Pop. Together, they've made some very dumb music. That's Crack City, written by Bowie. It's his long-awaited commentary on the drug problem and climaxes with this stirring quatrain, "And you, the master dealer, may death be on your brow, may razors slash your mainline, I'm calling you out right now." Imagine, called out by David Bowie. I think there must be some pretty petrified drug dealers prowling the streets today. Now we'll hear just a bit of Pretty Thing, Bowie's long-awaited attempt at writing a dirtier, euphemistic sex song than Madonna, who is mentioned by name. For those of you who missed it, that chorus was, "Oh, you pretty thing, shake your pretty thing, gimme that pretty thing." And boy, did it rock, huh? Whew. Looking for alternatives to this tripe? I have a recommendation, one that does not feature a lurking superstar and that achieves with ease the roughness that Tin Machine strives for so laboriously. All this plus a sense of humor. I'm talking about the Royal Crescent Mob, whose new album, called Spin the World, is raucous and exhilarating. This quartet seems able to write about anything that happens to them. As best I can figure out, for example, this song is about being rushed to the hospital after a drug overdose and having a religious conversion that doesn't last very long.
I was feeling bad, didn't have no girl. I would sit in my room with the TV on. I thought, good golly, I feel like dying. I got no insurance, sick as a dog. I might have passed away. I might have let it go. Well, I had a fever and my dreams, they got real weird.
That's the Royal Crescent Mob. In concert, this interracial band from Dayton, Ohio, plays covers of Rick James's Love Gun and the Ohio Players' Love Roller Coaster. In their own songs, you can hear influences ranging from Howlin' Wolf to the Swingin' Medallions' Double Shot of My Baby's Love. There's also music that is utterly original, such as the song I'm going to finish off this review with. It's called Tundra, and it's about chasing a loved one across an Arctic landscape, and it somehow manages to work in a little yodeling, too. Top this, Tin Machine.